The financial crisis hasn't been easy for most Americans, nearly all of them, but it's been especially hard on African Americans. The national unemployment rate is just over 9%. For blacks, it's 16%. We talked earlier this hour about Herman Cain's candidacy and the possibility that two African Americans could be running for the nation's highest office next year. And maybe some believe relief will eventually come from the White House. But our next guest is actually ready to instigate some change himself. Robert Johnson is the founder of Black Entertainment Television, BET, and CEO and founder of the Arnold J. Companies. He was also, as we said, the country's first black billionaire. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. I don't suppose you know the answer to John's question of who the second black billionaire was.
Very few people reach that category, so it's Oprah.
There you go. All right. Well, your big idea here is you're calling it the RLJ rule, which is your initials. Explain it to me. You know, Herman Cain has the 999 plan. You've got the RLJ rule. How does it work?
Well, it's no, you know, I have no pride of authorship. It's just, it's just really an adaptation of the Rooney rule, which in the NFL says that before a owner can hire a new coach or a new GM, the owner must interview an African-American candidate. And that rule has led to an increase in African-American coaches and GMs in the NFL. And, in fact, those African-American coaches like Tony Dungy, Mike Tomlin, and Lovie Smith have taken their team, respective teams, to the Super Bowl. So it shows that if African-Americans are given an opportunity, they can compete at the highest level of professional sports, i.e. the Super Bowl. I think the same issue applies in corporate America. If corporate America were to interview, required to interview on a voluntary basis, unlike the NFL, African-American candidates above, when you're hiring a position of VP and above in a corporation, and also to interview minority companies when you're looking for new suppliers or contracts for small businesses, it would, in my opinion, change the number of African-Americans who are employed at the higher echelons of corporate America, and those African-Americans would succeed.
Well, wait, let me just ask you. We were speaking with Robert Johnson, founder of BET and a co-founder, a CEO of the RLJ Companies. You just used the words required and voluntary in the same sentence. How do you require a company to do this but make it voluntary without any penalties like the NFL has?
Well, it's the way the any company does. When you're the CEO of a company, you say to your executives, your bonus is going to be judged on your performance, and your performance include these metrics. One of them is that before your division hires people above this, I want to make sure that you're hiring African Americans. By that, I mean not a government mandate. I'm not looking for a government mandate. I'm looking for what I would call enhanced best practices that companies do all the time in other categories. So when I say require, I'm distinguishing between a governmental body saying do it, and there's some legislation enacted to make you do it, and there's some penalty either by the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department to make you do it. I'm talking about the enhanced best practices and the requirement that comes when a CEO or a board say this is our company's policy and we have our executives sort of measured on their performance in doing that.
That sounds like you're saying that the responsibility of helping to fix the unemployment problem, especially the unemployment problem among African Americans, lies with the business community and not with Washington.
I fundamentally believe that in the long term, if you're going to create jobs that will create wealth, that will create a long-term opportunity for African-Americans to be a part of the economic system, it's going to have to come from corporate America. And corporate America has a vested interest in doing this, Celeste and John, because if you look at the demographics, more and more of the people who are going to be buying their products are going to be minorities. More and more of the people who are going to have to fill the workforce, both at the top and at the bottom, are going to be minorities. So it just makes good sense to start identifying the best and the brightest now, because they're going to be the managers of the future. The The data is clear. You can't build this economy without hiring the largest demographic populations that are coming on stream.
Well,
Hispanics and African Americans.
It's a good argument, Bob Johnson, but we've had diversity training and diversity coordinators within corporate America for, you know, more than a decade now. More African Americans go to the movies than any other demographic category. That hasn't changed management in Hollywood. We talk with a lot of unemployed African Americans on this program. They don't say that the problem is not filling out applications or getting interviews. They say, I get interviewed all the time. What I need is an actual job without a mandatory preference in hiring. How do you do that?
Well, John, my position is you got to start someplace. And both you and Celeste know that this government or any government is not going to pass a requirement that you hire an African-American because it smacks of quotas, it smacks of reverse discrimination. So that's not going to happen. So you have to appeal to the business community to say this is in your best interest. I'm a firm believer that there are business solutions to social problems rather than mandated government solutions to social problems. It works. There are companies who are doing it. There are companies who all companies have, in many cases, board committees to focus on diversity. They report out diversity statistics. What you need now is the bully pulpit of pressure from people who believe this is in the best interest, long-term interest of the economy, and certainly in the interest of changing the disparity in African-American unemployment. And that takes leadership. And that's why I've asked the president and through his Jobs Council to endorse this concept. It would take nothing for the CEOs who have been chosen by the president to focus on jobs and competitiveness to say this is something the Jobs Council endorses and get out to the members of the Business Council, the Business Roundtable, the Fortune 1000, and say let's try this so-called RLJ rule and let's put some teeth behind it internally without looking for the government to force us to do something we ought to do anyway.
We're speaking with Robert Johnson, founder of Black Entertainment Television, CEO of the RLJ companies, about the so-called RLJ rule, his idea on how to address unemployment, especially among the African-American community. And I understand the African-American, I should say African-American and Latino communities, right?
Yeah, minorities could be incorporated in this. I tend to be sort of African-American centric, so I tend to lead with that. But clearly, Hispanic and all minorities should be a part of this.
Well, let me ask you real quickly. They had diversity programs in the NFL before they had the Rooney Rule. One of the reasons they came up with the Rooney Rule that had a financial penalty for teams that didn't comply was that they weren't getting results. They weren't getting the diversity they wanted when it was voluntary.
Well, and that's right. And as I said before, you sometimes have to focus on what is doable. Putting a mandate on companies is not doable. Asking companies to focus on their long-term best interest, to me, is a great starting place, and that's essentially what I'm doing.
All right. Okay. Do you think that the black electorate at this point has been hit so hard by the financial downturn that they're now disenfranchised voters? Do you think they're going to be political players in the next election?
Black Americans are on the verge of a downward spiral that they may not be able to recover from. They had better be in the political process because the wealth gap, the spread between white net worth and black net worth is so devastating in the long term that we really have no choice.
Robert Johnson, CEO and founder of the RLJ Companies, founder of BET, Black Entertainment Television. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Celeste and John.
More of the Takeaway Online. We're talking about jobs, the economy. We're talking about those Wall Street protests. Wherever you are in the country, it's Denver, Seattle, New York, other places, are you witnessing those developing events? Call us with your own live report. And if you're not a part of the protests or a bystander or a critic, give us a call.
This is Michael Vasevich calling from Massachusetts. So happy to see that there is a protest against Wall Street. 61 years old, I plan to go down this weekend in Boston and support it. And I'm part of that 53%, and I support the 99%.
Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your views. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
Hey. At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.